even punishment, I don't think.
Punishment never bothered him. I can remember Patrick the morning that he came downstairs that Aunt Mary had died. A most pathetic looking little soul at 7 years old. And he thought the end of the world had come because Aunt Mary had died. Well, she loved him. She said that we had the girl now and that Patrick wasn't wanted. And he was her baby. And of course he was called after my father, her brother. And she took him over as hers and made him her particular care and looked to him.
So he took Jimmy out.
Yeah.
Well, that did that affect him as making him feel kind of unwanted in the family after she died?
I think it did. I think for a little while he felt on the outside because he had been so close to Aunt Mary, had spent so much of his time with her, that with in her room and taking walks with her and talking to her and being with her almost to the exclusion of the other children, that it took him some time to get used to being back in the crowd again.
He was an entirely different personality from the other three, right from the beginning.
What way?
One is independence.
Does that explain why he didn't react when Dad would beat him with the belt?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You could beat Patrick until he'd fall down and you never get a sound out of him.
He wouldn't even cry.
I have seen him get beatings for different things. And
he
would just come up with a face, a set.
Come up from the cellar, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, Dad was a great beater, was he?
Yes, he was. He had a strap and he used it, but I think the thought of it was more than what he did. Yes, sure, always.
Well, you opposed him a lot, didn't you?
Oh, yes. Brother. Yes, I did.
I didn't win out.
Well, after a while, I began to see the sense of the fact that there was no point in my opposing him. That was worse, because it gave the child a sense of being belligerent that wasn't good.
That's a very common difficulty in
yes.
a family.
Well, yes, I soon realized that the same way that I realized about them going to 6:30 Mass, that it was good for them. Instead of my opposing them and saying, don't go because of health and don't go because of this and don't go because of that, that their going out early in the morning was a matter of real development.
Discipline.
Yes.
Well, you were kind of handicapped there too by Granny interfering with the punishments.
Granny was wiser than I. Granny would keep quiet. She might once in a while, in a quiet way, say, well, I think you're going a little too far, or something of that sort. But she never interfered at the time. And I finally realized that she was wise enough to keep her ideas to herself and just express them when the children were not around.
Rita, did you tell Dick that your half money was given to your mother? Well, that's
I never handled money until after Mother died.
Why was that?
Because my husband gave the money to my mother to run the house, and whenever I wanted any spending money or wanted to go in town, I had to go either to her or to him to get the money to do it.
Well, she would give it to you, wouldn't she?
Oh, sure she'd give it to me, or he would give it to me if he had it.
But
I never had the use of money. I never had the control of money until after my mother died.
Well, didn't you do the buying?
No. I did neither the buying nor the cooking. So that it was a tough job for me when it was all thrown on me at once.
That's what she meant when she said you'll have a hard time.
Yes.
Did she mean money mostly?
No, I don't think she meant money. I think she meant everything. I think Granny was wise enough to know that she was just the in-between mediator. And that Dad loved her so much, really adored her, and that she adored him, that she was used to being the in-between to keep the water smooth. And with her gone, there would be many ruffles.
Well, was that true?
Very true.
I think a big point there too, Rita, was she had loved you so dearly.
I was always herself
That's
to her.
It. You know?
I never was anything but herself. Winnie would come home from college on weekends, you know, and if she was sick in bed, and Winnie would go up to see her, she'd say, well, how's herself doing down there? Do you think you'll get anything to eat? What's going on? All the time, she was the dowager of the house, as Pop used to call her.
Well, Pop gave her loads of money, didn't he?
He gave her enough.
Can you remember the time Patrick got his jaw punched in by the Pilot?
Well, that was the day before we were sailing for Europe, in 1925. And Pat falls off the pilings and runs the piling into his front jaw. I think he broke a tooth or killed a tooth, that the nerve was killed. But I wasn't here. I had left to go to Philadelphia because we were sailing the next day. And I didn't know anything about it until I came back.
Well, you remember the time that I got my finger caught in a manhole?
Down here in this street, sure I do. I remember the time that they took the manhole up and you went down to get a ball. And just as you came back, they put the lid on and caught your finger. And then I took you in the old Ford down to St. Agnes' Hospital every day for, I think, a month. He still has that finger split, you know.
Did you ever tell him the story of their episode at the shore?